real need, I think Secretary Salabrisi would agree that the most urgent need is for remodeling and modernization of urban hospitals. We've done a great deal of community hospital construction in suburban and rural communities. $100 million is the amount we've asked for the last 3 years. It seems to me that the case is very weak for going up to $150. Now, I know that that is what Senator Hill wants to do. And he may very well put it in anyway, even if we don't ask for the, even if we ask just for 100, he may move it up to 150, but in that case, he gets charged for it, not you.
How much do we have in our budget for it?
Well, we had 100 for community hospitals and 50 for modernization and remodeling of urban hospitals, so we had 150 altogether. Now, if he puts a whole 150 on the community hospitals and gives us nothing for remodeling, we come out even on the budget. But we have increased the community hospital program by $50 million. You see, he would not give us the modernization authority this year. The legislation gives it to us for starting in 1966 and at a lower level than we requested.
So he wants to deny us the right to modernize and take that money. Put in community hospitals.
That's right. It's really a question, Mr. President, of where the need is greatest, and I think everybody who studied it would agree that over the last 10 years we've done a great deal of construction in suburban and rural areas, and the great need now is in modernizing urban hospitals. That was the case that we made. The committee went along by authorizing a small beginning in 1966, but they authorized nothing in 1965, and they took the money we had in for modernization and put it into the old suburban and rural construction program.